psychological categories of speech.
Welcome back to Rants, Rock, and Reggae. I am Natasha Devine. As you can probably tell by the background image today, this is the Bleach Battalion special. It is the special episode in which I will be letting all of you viewers view and listen to the Bleach Battalion music videos that have been banned from YouTube. I figure this is a good way to get those videos out into the ether, so to speak, without having to upload them to some place that's eventually just going to take them down. A couple of these I did have on Rumble for a while, but frankly, I just don't like Rumble. As you know, I'm not a fan of Dan Bongino. And that platform has a long way to go before it has the functionality that one is really looking for in something like a supposed free speech video platform. So we're going to take a little bit of a walk down memory lane today, and we're going to play ones that were specifically banned for terms of service violations. And It's kind of funny because their terms of service are apparently rather arbitrary. I mean, you can have movies on there with total nudity. You can have, blackmail videos on there that are talking about death and Satan and praising the Holocaust and stuff. But I guess if they think that you're, I guess, I don't know, serious or something, then that's when they ban you. And then I say, no, we can't. We, this is this might actually influence somebody or have a kind of almost MTV VJ type show today. Going to be playing some music videos, and here's one that got censored off of YouTube. And it said promoting hate and violence was the reason for this. Now, of course, I'm not your typical neocon Zionist, but obviously, yeah, I don't support the idea of Palestine. It's a Roman anti-Jewish globalist idea. So why the fuck would I support that garbage? Anyway, here's the song Fuck Palestine. Not removed for cuss words. There's tons of other cuss words, but apparently it's hateful. So let's check out this hateful video, everyone.
Badges as a Muslim. I'm Palestinian.
No, you're not. You're an Arab.
I'm Palestinian.
Palestine's not a country.
So, that video footage was actually just footage of a protest outside of Mandel Hall at the University of Chicago, where a bunch of pro-Palestine people were there taunting us, throwing pennies, saying, would you like a shiny penny, Jew? Here's a penny, and trying to throw pennies and see, I guess imagine that we would go and run and chase the pennies or something like that. But yet me singing against their perspective is hate and needs to be removed. The clip at the beginning was from 2015 outside of the canceled Trump rally at UIC, where it turned into a riot, so Trump didn't end up speaking. And in that particular scene, that clip there, I got surrounded by about 50 to 60, maybe, Antifa and Palestine, pro-Palestine Arabs. Obviously, the symbol on my neck prompted them to ask me if I was a Zionist or whatever. And the scene that you saw there is what ensued. Maybe that's what got it banned. I don't know. But in any case, that was a banned video. So here is another ban from YouTube. So that particular video was removed for supposedly violent scenes. But as you see, there was no actual violent scenes in there. Yes, there is footage from January 6th, but it's mostly just the people running around. There's none of the actual fighting with the cops. There is none of the actual vandalism being done, nor is there the shooting of Ashley Babbitt, which is in another video that we'll get to next. I think the real reason that this particular video, that Rope was banned, R-O-P-E, Revenge on Pedophile Elites, was that it watching that video may well radicalize people. The juxtaposition of the imagery of the nooses, how to build the nooses, instructions, all of the rope, and then those facts that were plastered across the screen about the various pedophiles in our Congress and the various charges that have been brought against them. I think that, not the January 6th footage, is what is most likely to radicalize people, making that a dangerous video. If you don't see that as a problem, that we have people telling you what to do with your kids, what to do with your life, who walk among, sit next to, and some of them themselves are pedophiles. I don't know what to tell you. That's not an acceptable state of things. So I can understand how they would view that as radicalizing people. However, content that may radicalize people is actually not banned based on their terms of service. The terms of service refer to specifically hate, violence, gore, things like that, none of which was in that video. Now, the next video does include some violence, but it's not promoting the violence. It's against the violence at the hands of the state, which was the shooting of Ashley Babbitt. Obviously, the footage is hard to watch, but there are other shootings on YouTube, as long as they had a warning, and I had placed it as a, you know, not for kids or whatever, but they didn't care about that. But here's is the video. Government vampires hiding in their castle. Supposed to work for the people, but they can't stand the hassle. Millions of people wanted the state to hear their voices, so they descended on the hive of those who make the choices. once again, not anything that's more violent than other content that's on YouTube. However, it's apparently banned for the radicalization potential. It's really fucking sad, man. You look at that and you see people who were there protesting. They're wrapped up in the adrenaline of the moment. Most of them were not involved in the opening of the front to break into the building bit. And then, you know, and I put it in slow motion to give that extra effect, as you see the man's gun aimed right at this woman, unarmed. She was going to maybe climb through a window. That was normal. And then after what happened with all of that, I don't see how any of these people could still support Donald Trump. It was already sad seeing some of them wearing COVID masks and stuff in the crowd there. But the really sad fact is that she got shot basically for Donald Trump, and he, you know, just made some little statements, didn't pay for the funeral or anything, you know, just made, you met with the mom and that was it. And it's like, he didn't do anything for those people. They're all the ones who were in jail still to this day, basically being treated like they're in like third world prisons. He hasn't done anything for them. And they were all so frustrated and angry and everything, not just because of, Biden, but the whole year and a half leading up to that, the lockdowns, losing jobs, mandates were about to start, and some of them were even already starting in some businesses. It was a rough time, and people were very, very frustrated. And Donald Trump, if he really, really had won, should have just went ahead and took office. He should have gotten rid of Mike Pence before that time. But, you know, Trump made so many mistakes. Let's not go into enumerating them at this point. So the next thing that followed after all of that, as you know, as I just said, was the vaccine mandates. Trump was the father of the vaccine. It's a great vaccine. I know you guys don't want to hear about vaccines, but he took it. It's a great vaccine, even though it's not a vaccine. In any case, this next video was banned for medical misinformation. And let's not overlook the irony of the fact that most of the footage in this and in the following video that I'm going to play, were actually found on YouTube, but it's the context in which it's placed that I'm showing them something and saying to doubt that. That's what makes it medical misinformation, apparently. But check out this video and tell me, does it seem like it needs to be banned to you?
Don't talk in my door.
Once again, there is no medical misinformation or medical advice or recommendations of any sort in that video. However, the juxtaposition of modern news footage about trying to spread the usage of the COVID vax, putting that next to footage of when they were trying to influence colored people to get free blood tests and free medicine at Tuskegee, that makes them uncomfortable. They don't want you to compare those two things, even though the similarities are glaring. They don't want you to think about previous experiments that the United States government has done on people and how they've just swept that under the rug, and all of the deaths and all of the injuries caused by experimenting on humans. Oh, well, that has nothing to do with the coronavirus and the vaccine, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was the medical misinformation. The next one that had medical misinformation was pure blood vibration. And again, footage from YouTube, but what do we know? You know?
Children indoctrination, another mocking.
All right. We're not going to play the extended dub because there's no more video to it, but I think you see there the video. And so, I don't know, do you think there was any medical misinformation there? Just listing people, showing people their name, the date they took the vaccine, and then the date soon after when they died? Those are just records. I don't know how that's medical information. You know, maybe if you didn't want people putting out information that suggests that the jab kills people, then maybe they should stop the jab from killing people. You know, just
all right. Today we're going to talk about how we can find out and how much we can find out and what it takes to get there. So first we have to decide how much do we want to find out. So let's say in this case, I want to find out at a level of 7. Okay, so I find that level on my graph and I come horizontally to my gradient line. Where it intersects with my gradient line, I'm going to come straight down to where it intersects with my fuck around line. That there is going to tell me how much I have to fuck around to find out what I need to find out. See, as you can see, the more you fuck around, the more you're going to find out. And also, if you stay down here and you never fuck around, you'll never find out. So I hope this lesson is helpful. Thank you.
We're going to look at some more videos, but I'm going to put on a brief, very brief advertisement.
Land of free, all it's supposed to be. To take the same thing that you left me. A sweet life is not sour. The government wants too much power. Freedom they try to devour, but it's not the final hour. We're playing to our darling, our love should never take away.
On the world order and say a war. This way of settling differences is not just.
It's World War III. They wanna bring back Nazis just like World War II, but now it's brand new. It's a European war spreading near and far in the war-torn lands. Blood on government's hands. Another world war. Earth can't take anymore.
Bombs and tanks, mankind best give thanks to the God.
All right. So after the advertisement, that was the Swords and the Plowshares video. I apologize if I cut it off a little bit at the end right there, but essentially you could tell why that one was, sorry, there's a little background noise there. You can tell why that one was banned from YouTube, because it's got explicit footage from the war in Ukraine. It's got brutalized soldiers from both sides, and it shows the realities of war. While I understand that that is gore and violence, I personally don't believe it should be categorized with other types of gore and violence just for frivolous, shocking purposes, because this is the news. This is what's real. It's what's actually happening in the world. And I think that people need to see how disgusting it really is in war. It's not just we shoot off into the air and we're all, you know, happy that, you know, our great country has stood up for itself or something like that. It's hell. As you've seen, headless bodies wiggling, nude corpses being thrown into a pile. It's disgusting. It's fucking horrific. And your tax dollars are funding it. Meanwhile, another video this year, that one was from 2022. That one, well, actually, let me also mention that I re-released that song under my solo project because I thought it was so important. And when TuneCore and some other things had basically banned Bleach Battalion, I felt that the song itself needed to still go out. So I remastered it a little bit and re-released it later. So the next video is another one that got stopped mid-upload, just like the previous one, Swords and the Plowshares, did. This one didn't even get onto YouTube. They stopped it while I was uploading. And this one was not for violence and gore. This one was, again, for medical misinformation, again, using footage that I found on YouTube that's still up there. But the context in which you place it makes it misinformation, apparently. And here is No Amnesty. What's up with this one? Oh. Well, we had some technical difficulties there. One moment, we're having some technical difficulties with that video. Let me get it queued up again. Because apparently the sound was turned off, which is kind of eliminates the purpose.
They treated us like prisoners. Tried to tell us what to do. We'll be right back.
So, now the little algorithm machine over at YouTube must be really, really, really thorough if they could look through all of the glitch effects, jump cuts, and edits on that to find medical misinformation. Again, I think this is one of those things where they didn't like seeing the names and the statistics on the screen about people who died after taking the jab. Of course, there's nothing specifically in the video saying the jab caused these, but that is an inference that one could make. And I think that that's the issue with that video and with other videos that we've done about COVID tyranny. They don't want people to even think about it. It doesn't matter that you're not saying something specifically against the rules, but anything that you're saying that might cause people to think a little deeper or do a little bit more research beyond what the media tells them, well, that is very dangerous. People might do their own research and read things and learn facts and stuff. So I guess that is the type of stuff they need to keep quiet on YouTube. Well, this has been the Bleach Battalion special on Rants, Rock, and Reggae, and I hope you enjoyed the songs. Maybe the videos were educational or inspirational to you. If not, well, oh well. You're not one of the ones that got the message. But having said that, I hope everyone enjoys the rest of their Monday, and Lashana Tova to my fellow Jews in this new Hebrew year. Good night, folks.
Are you tired of being bullied for having a whack-ass boring wardrobe? Answer is simple. Get some style. Stop dressing like a chump. Get you some stylish gear from Fightwing. T-shirts, sweatshirts, stickers, and much, much more. Merch.fightwing.com. Look around and get rid of that whack-ass t-shirt you're wearing. You know you want to join the cool kids gang. Fightwing.com.